Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to use Google Trends to improve your SEO. So first and foremost, this is super easy. You just throw in whatever keyword that, let's say I'm, you know, Neil's ranking for content marketing, and I think he actually is. So you search for content marketing and you're going to see some related searches when you're using Google Trends. That's going to give you some additional ideas and that's going to help you. Well, if some of these keywords are up and coming, they're trending up and to the right, maybe you can do some additional keyword research on top of it. And maybe that's a keyword that you want to go after.
Yeah, they also tell you what's hot right now. If you take whatever's hot right now and integrate that content within your website, you can start getting a lot more traffic from Google News, assuming you're already in. If you aren't, well, we have an episode that breaks down how to get in Google News. But assuming you're already in, then what you want to end up doing is writing on the hot buzzwordy topics that are related to your own website. You'll get the placement on the first page of Google in many cases, and you'll get tons and tons of visitors.
Yeah. So I mentioned I'm interested in cryptocurrency, really interested. And you look at Ethereum, you look at Bitcoin, these are the top two. And you can look at other coins such as Litecoin as well. But you can see the trends over time too. If I type in, you know, Bitcoin, if I type in Ethereum, I can see what's moving up and to the right and what's trending downwards. Or even searching the keyword like podcast, for example, you can see it's trending upwards. That is a signal to me on what I should pursue from a content strategy perspective overall. So use a tool like Google Trends and you want to layer it on with other tools, but it's a good indicator of kind of what's going on in, you know, your respective worlds.
Yeah. And last but not least for me with Google Trends, I like putting in my brand name. It'll show me how popular it is. Is it growing? Is it declining? Because Google is using brand queries to determine how high you are ranking. And if it's declining or it's flat or not even growing, you should figure out how to do branded campaigns to maximize your brand queries, brand searches, because this will help your overall rankings for all your keywords.
Yeah, Google Trends, it's free. It's a no-brainer to use. Neil and I look at it quite often. I mean, probably Google Trends and Ahrefs are the tools that I know the both of us look at a couple times a week. So before we go, we have a 90-day free trial of Crazy Egg to give away to each and every one of you. No credit card is required, and it's worth up to $3,000. This should be a no-brainer. If you want to check it out, if you want to learn more, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.